Wow, you've been listening to a beautiful new track. It's kind of a world debut from Cave in the Sky, and music composed by Kai Wood. And Kai's sitting opposite me at the moment. Good morning, Kai.
Good morning, Karina.
Cave in the Sky is a new venture for you. It's kind of an extension of your own music in a way. We started off this morning with Undertow from the Raya album.
Yeah.
But Cave in the Sky allows you to sort of bring those things to the stage and to a wider audience, doesn't it?
Oh, completely. Yeah, I mean, Undertow came from my EP Array, which was just me, and then I started recording this piece and other pieces for an album a few years ago, and was brave enough to invite other musicians to contribute. Some great musicians, Hamish Stewart on drums and James Hazlewood on bass, and now Tunji Baya on percussion, and my sister Purdy on vocals. And so yeah, I formed a band with Tunji and Purdy to play all these pieces now, so it's exciting. It's just growing, basically.
And of course the music's described as being very atmospheric and emotional and kind of a journey and having light and dark moments. Is that sort of, when you're writing it, do you really feel that that's what you're trying to convey to people? Has it just come out that way for you?
It just comes out, yeah. Mm. No, I'm not trying to convey anything really except just what comes out.
And the name of the new band is Cave in the Sky. How did that come about?
Well, it was the name of one of the tracks on the album, actually. And I was sitting at home recording and my family was away, and it just hit me. I was like, that's a great name for this project. And that was even before I decided to, or knew I was able to do it with other people. And then I realised I can do it with Purdy and Tunji, and it was just perfect. I sort of wanted to give it its own name so it has its own entity. I really didn't want me to be the focus. I wanted the music to be the focus and allow people to really, yeah, just make of it what they will, you know, project their own feelings and images onto it.
Yeah, you're only three musicians, but you use a lot of loops and pedals and effects,
and
basically to build up an orchestral feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd need a lot of us if we didn't. But it's a nice way to do it too, because I mean, a lot of what it's built from is really simple loops from what I'm playing, and it'd be nice to have someone just play them over and over like I have on the recordings. But they're so simple. The feel is really important, and I don't know if I could. Hopefully, one day I can get a bunch of people to play everything, and I can just play violin. That'd be awesome. But yeah, it's a really nice way of just being able to keep that feel that I've got and build it all up into, and also break it down and all that kind of stuff.
It sounds like the sort of music that'd be perfect on soundtracks and things for films.
Yeah, it's just naturally what I do, but it's definitely it's an obvious. You know.
Does any filmmakers listening out there? Look, we've got heaps of good composers in this district too.
I've done a bit of stuff, and I've actually got a new movie coming up too, a little documentary that I've just found out in the last few days. So, yeah, it'll happen. You know, it's something I'd really love to do, but I'm not spending my energy pursuing it because I just want to do the right projects. You know, I don't want to just have to do. I want to do this music. I don't want to do some other music for it if I don't have to. Basically.
Yeah, your music was last on TV with Lisa Gerrard.
Yeah.
You Can Dance. You did the soundtrack together for On the Trail of Genghis Khan, which was on ABC for quite a few weeks. And
yeah, it was a six-part series.
That's right. And that was all interesting because you got to use a lot of really weird samples from around the Mongolian area, didn't you?
Well, that was cool, yeah. I mean, it was a great thing because the guy who's the documentary, it was Tim Cope, he was awesome, but he gave me these the video basically of like musicians he'd filmed, and I got the audio of that and used some of that for a few of the tracks. And yeah, that was a really cool project, and yeah, it was a really awesome experience working with Lisa, and it's great. Yeah, the CD's nearly finished, and I was really lucky. I got a grant recently to finish it, and I'm just working out booking the studios and all that kind of stuff, so I'm hoping that will all be mixed and mastered in June. That's what I'm looking at the moment, so. Yeah, and then we'll do a CD launch.
Kai has a website. It's kaiwood.com.
Yep.
And you've got a couple of albums available there, Araya, which we played a track from this morning, and also On the Trail of Genghis Khan is on there too, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And then after that, you're going to Iceland, aren't you?
Well, yeah, that's where I'm going to finish the album, because one of the guys I've been working with is been working there the last 7 years. I actually met him here, a guy called Paul Corley. He's based in New York and Iceland, and he's been doing a lot of sound design on the album. I've been sending him tracks and stems of tracks, and he sends them back and they sound completely different than I mix them in, which has been a lot of fun. But I want to mix the album with him and his boss, I guess, his mentor, a guy called Valgeir Sigurðarson, it's his studio in Iceland, and he's going to master it anyway. So it makes a lot of sense for me to go there because Paul knows the studio and Val Gear's there. So, and now, yeah, now I've got this little bit of grant money and I'll scrape together the rest and, yeah, book it in and get over there and finish it.
It's a long way to go to finish your CD, but we wish you the best of luck.
It is.
The first track we played before we started the interview was Rainbow Fish. What's the second track that you've got here?
Night Whale,
okay. This is Cave in the Sky and composer Kai Wood, and you can go and see Cave in the Sky on Sunday at the Byron Bay Community Centre coming up this weekend.